Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today is Cracker Jack Friday, and I know that you'll get a blessing out of the Q&A episode that Dave and Bethley have for you today. So let those miles fade away between you and the Youngs as they share their hearts and experiences with you wherever you might be in the world.
How about this one? This is a big one. Okay, here's a big question. How do you leave and cleave
in your marriage?
In your marriage, but still honor your parents?
Yeah.
This is a huge one. And it actually was asked of us recently, and this may actually take the rest of our time today. How do you leave and cleave, but still honor your mom and dad?
Well, I don't know. If you have parents like us, and you have parents like our in-love's parents, then it's no problem at all, right?
Yeah. I don't think it is.
No, because we let them leave and cleave.
But there's a thinking in our culture. The question seems to often come from the idea that this umbrella of authority teaching that has been prominent in some circles of Christianity.
Right.
And it has this idea that in the family situation, the mom and dad and the grandfather and grandmother still have a realm of authority to protect you, and that you're not smart enough or wise enough, and so you should always be looking to your mom and dad.
Right.
So there is that one side of it that's actually, in my opinion, a theological error. Because the idea of leaving and cleaving there is that, okay, moms and dads, we've trained our children.
Yes.
And you young couples that are listening, your parents have trained you. They've influenced you. You have now said, I do. You've made a covenant vow to your spouse.
Right.
And if I understand the Bible, at that point, God's word is teaching us in the, for this cause, a man leaves his father and mother and cleaves to his wife. What he's saying right there is that, okay, now the authority structure has changed.
Yes.
You're no longer under the authority to obey mom and dad. You are under the authority now of God in relation to your own marriage, your own family, your own home.
Right.
And we as parents, if you're listening to us and you are an adult and you have kids that, or if you have adult children that are married, then you have to recognize that you no longer have the authority in their life.
Right.
You can counsel, you can pray, you can talk, you can even sometimes offer wisdom, but your children are now responsible to have their own authority structure. And it's very unwise for a dad to put pressure on his son or daughter, or a mom to put pressure on her son or daughter. It is always unwise to put pressure on them to get them to do what you think they ought to do.
Right.
And just to, you know, moms and dads, let me just stop here and tell you that if your children are grown and they are serving the Lord, they may not be in the church you would join. They may not listen to the music you would listen to. They may dress differently than you would dress, but they love the Lord.
Yes.
And they are in church and they're hearing preaching and they are trying to raise their family. Moms and dads, I would say celebrate that.
Absolutely.
So now as Bethany and I are with parents and their kids, you know, maybe are less conservative than they were. And maybe they go to a church that, you know, I'm going to just say it, that might use a different translation than they prefer.
Or different music, or different dress.
Slightly different music or dress a little different. And sometimes we've been with parents who are absolutely in tears about that. Like, oh my goodness, my kid is just not well and they're not doing right. But that may be a wrong way to look at it.
Absolutely.
And it's okay to say, you know what, I can't do it, I wouldn't do it. But I'm telling you, moms and dads, if your children are in church, if they're praying, if they have a Bible, if they're trying to train your children well, they may dress a little differently. They may have a little different music. They may even use a different translation. But you really ought to celebrate that. Beth and I could take you to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of parents who would give their right arm to have a child where your child is.
Absolutely.
And so be careful about that. But now you that are married, And the question is, how do we leave and cleave and still honor our parents? Okay. We kind of went a little sidetrack there to explain some things.
Right.
So how do you, when you're married, let's say here's a couple, they're 23 and they're working through this. What would your answer be? How do you still honor mom and dad and yet make your marriage the number one priority?
Well, I would see your marriage as the new established authority, that the husband is the head of the home and the wife follows him. And so if you see that as you are a new entity, and then you behave in that way. You make your decisions. It's okay to go to mom and dad for counsel. And I would say to the parents of adult children, probably your sphere of influence is going to be much broader and much more effective if you allow them to leave and cleave so that they know they can make their own decisions. They can do what the Lord calls them to do without your interference, then probably they will be more apt to come back to you and say, hey, we've got this big decision we're making. What would your advice be? Or what would you say about this or that? And they will ask for some wisdom from you. But if they feel that pressure from you all the time of, no, I wouldn't do it that way. Nope, I wouldn't do it that way. Hey, you shouldn't probably do that with your children. If they feel that pressure from you all the time, then they're going to separate themselves from you even more. So I would say to the young couple then, establish yourself and behave in that way. And then if you feel that the parents are being a little interfering, where they are, you know, calling you and saying, hey, I noticed this on your social media that really bothered me or whatever, or, hey, you guys aren't, you know, coming over as much as you used to. And so we've decided that we're going to do, you're going to have meals with us every Tuesday night. We want you to come over, you know, and so your parents are being a little interfering, then it may just call for a conversation. You need to say, look, mom, we just can't do that. And I know that you may not understand that, but this is what we have decided to do. This is how we are going to raise the children. This is what we're going to do on our Tuesday nights. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful of you at all, but we have to do what God has called our family to do.
Sure. And so the idea of leaving and cleaving, then that's a command, as is honor your parents.
Yes.
So on the one hand, make sure you're leaving and cleaving.
Yes.
So you make sure that you don't let your mom become more important than your wife or your daddy become more important than your husband.
Yes.
So leave. Mm-hmm. Make sure that your husband is the one you look to. Your husband is the one that you support, your wife. And sometimes you have to communicate in the leaving and cleaving with a parent who is maybe too involved and say to them, hey, mom, thank you for your interest, or mom, that may not happen again. And we handle that by proper communication. We lower our voice and we confront issues. And when we confront issues, we make it clear that this is what we're asking you to change.
Right.
And in the process of that, you honor when you say communicating through an issue can be honoring, because you're developing standards, you're setting a stage for the future.
Right.
But the way you also honor is when you do heed their advice. You do didn't have to obey their advice, but you seek their advice. You look. Right. It honors your mom and dad when you're making a very important decision to say, "Hey, what would you do here?"
Right.
And when you know you're aware of them, when you do help them to have a relationship with your family.
Right.
When you do include them in things, when you do reach out to them.
Yeah.
Both are commanded. You are commanded to leave and cleave. So be your own couple and protect that.
Yes.
And if necessary, handle issues that are hindering the leaving and the cleaving.
Right.
But you're also commanded to honor. So take steps to do that. Make sure that you are honoring your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And it's not obedience. You're not looking to them now to say, what do I do? You can look to them for advice. You can look to them for support as far as, you know, encouragement, strengthening, helping.
Right. You can spend time with them. You
can
call them, text them, just keep them in the loop. Sometimes a parent who seems to be very interfering, it may just be that they're afraid they're going to lose contact with you.
Right.
So if you're the one that, you know, reaches out to them and texts them or calls them from time to time or has them over from time to time, maybe that will alleviate some of that pressure.
Bethany and I believe with all of our heart that every issue in our lives, the home, the marriage, the family, every issue can be solved by proper communication and the proper response to communication.
Right.
And so sometimes communication is a hard conversation because you have to deal with an issue. Mm-hmm. Well, those are best scheduled. Mm-hmm. So when you're having to deal with an issue, schedule it and say, hey, we need to have you over for dinner Tuesday night because we want to talk to you about. And that way it's scheduled. Everybody's aware of it. I learned from a man I used to work with a lot. I learned from him that it's good to just write down exactly what you were thinking you would say. And you don't have to read it. necessarily, but having it in writing so that you stay on target.
Right.
And you practice biblical truths about communication there. You're honest, you're open, you're kind, you're loving, you're gentle, you're right. soft in mm-hmm. your way you handle things. Mm-hmm. All of that is important. It all comes into play. So you communicate, and some of those are hard, but you also, hard communication is easier when there's been normal communication ongoing.
Right.
And so keep the doors open between you and your family. You're not under the responsibility to obey them, but you are under the responsibility to leave, to cleave, and to also honor them.
Right.
And so there's just some practical steps on how to do that. Any final thoughts? And we'll
I would
be out of
say
time.
Sometimes the pressure is felt by when it comes to in-laws or parents with a younger couple. Sometimes that pressure is only felt by one of the spouses in the younger couple. Say maybe
that's valid.
The wife mm-hmm. is perfectly fine with the interference that her parents seem to be, or pressure that they seem to be putting on their marriage, because she grew up with them, she knows them, she loves them. And so it may need to start more with a conversation between the husband and the wife, where the husband comes and says, look, I do feel like your mom just has a little bit more influence in our marriage than is healthy or even biblical. And so how can we solve this?
Absolutely. And that is a very valid point, and really worth your considering as we get ready to sign off here today. Just worth your thinking through. Make sure that your spouse is more important than your parents.
Right. You do not want that to come between you. Even if you as the wife is like, my mom's just fine, that's just how she is. Listen to your husband, or if it's vice versa, listen to your wife if she feels that your mom's a little bit too interfering, because your marriage needs that. You need to leave and cleave.
Absolutely.
Well, what a blessing. Did you get a good nugget of truth from the question and answer session with Dave and Bethley? Well, I trust so. And I hope you'll tune in next week as Dave and Bethley continue their series on the Proverbs. And until then, I trust you have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. This is Michael Barnett. If you need more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.